Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's my favorite blues man, Robert Cray, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Arki Chankute, Dr. Arki Chankute, is our guest, founder of the Learning Center. Learningcenter.net, is that right, Arki?
That's correct, Jim. Learningcenter.net, there's a library there that's free use.
It's awesome, too, folks. You'll thank me later when you go there. And Built on Trust, that's the book he co-authored, which is still my trust Bible and my standard that I've learned so much from. Arki, thanks again for being here. You've inspired me so much with your work. My third book, a whole chapter, is devoted to trust. Another one's devoted to values, which your imprint's all over that. My last book, you're all over that book. So thank you for if you mean that much, if your work means that much to me, I know how much it means to all the other people who you touch. So thank you for your great body of work on trust.
Well, you're very welcome, Jim. It's a pleasure. And thank you for using it. Your books are really, really good and useful. I love the current one, Third Ingredient. You're making great, great use of these ideas.
So we're talking about the ability to break down the barriers that create an us versus them scenario. And you talk about harvesting opportunities in business to do that, to understand and harvest those opportunities. You talk about doing that. And we were talking earlier about some mechanical and some intrinsic human ways. Another definition of ethics, my favorite definition of ethics is my friend Lynn Morella wrote a book called In Search of Excellence of Ethics. His definition is ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. That's not mechanical at all, Arki. And if you have that inside of you, and then you follow these fundamental trust block building steps that you work on. I think that's how you get there. What do you think?
Yes, very much so. So that you want to make a distinction between these conversations that you have with people of like mind, let's say, or like agenda. You want to make a distinction between conversations based on complaint and as an endpoint. They all start with complaint, but you want to recognize that there's a conversion there that's possible. From complaint to solution. Okay, so what can we do about this? How can we help this together? How can we approach this together? That kind of conversion is something that's a first step.
And what are some of the things that hold us back? Are there rules? Are there written rules? Are there implied? Are there explicit or implicit rules?
We
have a policy against that. Nobody's ever told the boss that before. What do you think?
Well, sometimes it is a fear of consequence of telling the boss. Sometimes it's a half-hearted attempt to do it. Often it's participation from both sides. But the result is that you have a fear of trying again or a fear of trying harder. So that you rather, since it's something that you care about, that's important. It's a contribution that you want to make. This is not negative. It only gets negative when the conversation ends in complaint rather than gets converted to solution.
Could we approach this sort of the way Deming approached quality? You know, one of the things that the way Deming was able to, you know, he had his approach to quality that he tried to sell in America in the 30s and 40s, and they turned him down. He went to Japan and turned that country around. And his fundamental key, tripwire, his fundamental lever was everybody on the line could stop the line, when they saw a bad result. They didn't wait till the product was made and kick out a defective product at the end. Anywhere along the line, any worker could stop the line. What about having that as a trust mechanism? What do you think?
Well, that has been tried rather successfully in some organizations in the United States too. That anybody on a quality call can stop the line, and that is an important so that leadership can help set the atmosphere or the culture by example and by rules, so that leadership has an important role to play here to help the rest of the people make trust what I would think of and what you have said before, a best practice of the organization or of the nation as far as that goes, you know, because what we're experiencing now in the division that we have, that's a huge opportunity.
We sure have us versus them up there. So the thing that, you know, when we developed we started developing our online footprint, our websites and our social media and all that, I told my people, my people who use it and develop it and the people who develop it, I said, fundamentally, we don't abuse customers. We don't abuse visitors. So that told them what our trust levels were, what our expectations were. So I think if more CEOs would say that out loud, that would give those people on the line license to stop things that weren't trustworthy.
That's right. And ask for opinions, even from the workers. That helps create culture.
Moving
behavior that is cool.
Moving complaints to solutions, folks. Is your organization developing trust that way? Quick break, right back with Archie Chiancuti. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.